Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Ava.
I'm Jane.
I'm Nyla.
And you're listening to Killing Two Birds with One Stone. Today we're going to be talking about The Book to Kill a Mockingbird. Today we're going to be focusing on the trial of Tom Robinson and Mayella Yule. Mayella Yule and her father accused Tom Robinson of raping her, and now they're having a big trial over it.
So during the trial, Bob Ewell and Mayella go first, and they're like talking about what their side of the story of what happened during like the accusation of the rape. So when Mayella goes up, she says that like he goes and she invites him in to cut up wood, and that he like grabbed her and started beating her up and everything and like raped her then.
They first put Hectate on the stand, and Atticus asked him if like there were any injuries, if he took her to the doctor, and then he asked the sheriff multiple times what side of her face she was beaten up on, and he said the right side, and he also asked her other injuries, and he said that she was pinned down, she had bruises on her arms, and she had like finger marks around her neck.
When he's talking about which side she was, like, bruised on the eye, at first he says, like, her left, and then they ask, is it her left or the left you're looking at? And then he was like, the left I'm looking at, so that would make it her right. And he keeps going back and forth. So that makes Atticus kind of, like, suspicious about it, because he keeps changing what he's saying and, like, isn't fully knowing what he's trying to say.
So now I'm going to talk about, like, when Tom goes up and talks about his side of the story of what happened. So when he goes up, he says that he went into her house to help her cut up the dresser. And when he did, he was like standing up on the chair, and she like grabbed around his legs and like started kissing him. And then Mayella's dad, Bob, like calls her a whore and like comes in, and then Tom runs off. And that is when you supposedly think that Bob is the one who actually like hurt her, beat her up, and raped her.
When Mr. Gilmer was cross-examining Tom, he was asking him questions like, why did you run if you weren't guilty? And he said, well, I'm a black man and I didn't want to show up in court. And he made Tom out to be the bad guy because like they said he shouldn't have run if he wasn't guilty. But he was trying to defend himself, and he accidentally said that he felt sorry for Mayella, and that made the court like not happy.
When Mayella was on the stand, Atticus was asking her questions about her father, and she had like said a little thing about how he has a drinking problem and can be, and most people know that he could be very cruel to his kids, and how the kids don't have the best education. They only went for 2 years to school, and so then that made us think and maybe have like a prediction that it could be her father that beat her up, because he has spent most of his money on like his drinking and hasn't been sober most of the time and just hasn't been the best father to his kids.
Also, while Tom was on the stand, he was talking about how Mayella was trying to get them alone because she saved up nickels for a year to let her brothers and sisters go get ice cream. And then when she kissed him, she said what her father did to her didn't count. And that kind of shows that like her father like kisses her and thinks that she's his property.
Going back to when Tom Robinson ran off, this shows how big of a role that racial prejudice played in this story. Because if Tom Robinson was a white man, a wealthy white man, he most likely wouldn't have had the need to run off or even been yelled at by Mayella's father, if that's the true story. He probably would have won the court because there wasn't enough evidence to overthrow that he did rape her, but since he was a black man, many of the people just believed that he had raped her.
So the outcome of the trial, they say that Tom Robinson did rape Mayella, and we all think that this was definitely wrong because all the facts point to it was not him and it was her father. But like,
it's suspicious because they didn't go to a doctor, and also Tom only has one working hand, and his left hand doesn't even work, so he wouldn't have been able to hold her down. He wouldn't have been able to use both hands to put his hands around her neck. He wouldn't have been able to punch her on the right side of her face because his left hand didn't work.
And then during the trial, the Atticus tells tells Bob to write or sign his signature, and he signs with his left hand. And he was like, oh, you can use your left hand to write. He's like, no, I'm ambidextrous. So that shows that he could have used both of his hands, two strong hands, to be able to pin her down, while Tom Robinson only has one working, good, strong hand.
Yeah. And even after Tom Robinson lost the case and was taken out, and Atticus was walking out, all of the people in the black section like stood up to salute him and honor him for what he was doing. And this shows how strong of a character Atticus was, and shows how much he believed in equality and equal rights for everyone.
This also shows how racial prejudice is, because if he was white, he wouldn't have been found guilty because there was no evidence against him whatsoever, and there's no way he could have done it if he doesn't even have a hand that he can use.
Okay, so when Tom Robinson was in jail and Atticus came to sit in front of the jail cell, he helped Tom Robinson a lot, because many white men came and were probably expecting to be able to attack Tom Robinson, but Atticus stopped them from doing that, and Jim and Scout showed up too. And this shows how Jim and Scout, how much they love their father, and how strong of a family they are, and how good of kids they're gonna turn out.
Scout and Jem were there during the trial.
So they come to the trial, and when the maid, she came and found them, Calpurnia came and found them, and was like, what are you doing here? And got really mad, but Atticus was like, it's okay, they can come back after they eat dinner. So they went to eat dinner at home, and Aunt Alexandra was so mad that they were like at the trial and heard all of that stuff, because it wasn't something that like two young kids should hear. At that age. And so she was really mad, didn't talk to them during dinner, and then they went back to the trial after, even though Calpurnia and Anna Alexander were mad that they went.
The next morning after they lost the case, there was like food in their house, and Atticus was grateful, but he told them not to do it again because times were too hard and it was the Great Depression and people shouldn't have to like sacrifice their food. Also, Bob came by and spit in Atticus's face and basically told him that he was gonna go to hell for this, for defending a black man.
The thing about the food, this also shows how tough the times were back then. And even though times were tough, Atticus and many other people were still working to help Tom Robinson. And he, instead of being like a greedy man and just taking all the food and expecting more people to bring him food and like gifts and stuff, he was still thankful, but he told them not to do it again because he just thought of that as something that any human should do. He didn't really think of it as like an extraordinary thing that happened. He just thought that it was the right thing to do for basic human rights.
So after the outcome of the trial, and you figure out that, or they say that Tom Robinson is the one who raped Mayella, we were all like shocked. We really thought that that Atticus and Tom were gonna win the trial and everything. And then you know that Tom is now going to be on trial for the death sentence and everything. And that just is, like, really sad, because we know that he really was not the one who raped Mayella.
Yeah, it's not fair that he's obviously not guilty and now he has to get the death penalty just because he's a black man and he was going against two white people.
I think my main question is, even though, like, I understand how big of a role racial prejudice played, I don't understand how, like, even the judge didn't see all of the connections. Like, it was just so unfair. Like, they didn't see any of the connections connecting up. Like, how her dad had a drinking problem. He was ambidextrous. Tom only had one arm. The story that the Yules had and the sheriff, like, they matched up decently, but not fully. They didn't match up fully. And Tom Robinson's story, there wasn't any part of it that they could prove was wrong or, like, untruthful.
Also, like, I kind of understand where you're coming from, but it's technically not up to the judge because, like, it's the jury. And I also feel like since it was a trial against a black man, they should have had at least, like, a couple, like, half black, half white people in the jury so that he would actually have a fair trial, because it completely was unfair white people on the jury, like he was going against white people.
Everybody was all white, and then it was just him.
Yeah.
And then do you guys have any, like, predictions for what's going to further happen to, like, him in jail or anything other than that?
Well, Atticus said that he was going to, like, try to appeal the decision, and so I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Okay.
I think that he's probably going to get killed in the death penalty because, like, I feel like they're not going to change their minds. Once they made their decision, they're going to keep it, probably.
Yeah, I think he's not going to be tried, like, I don't think he's going to ever be proven non-guilty, but I feel like he's going to start getting more supporters, and then, but it'll never end up working out to the way he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed.